Next, we get to welcome back to our program one of SDPB's fan favorites from the annual Tiny Desk Contest. Mateau has also joined us for a moment in sound. Now, the rapper, composer, musician, and artist is gaining new recognition as a contributor to the soundtrack of the television show Reservation Dogs. That's an FX on Hulu production that captures the malaise and low-key humor of life on a reservation in Oklahoma. The series is created by Taika Waititi and Sterling Harjo. Mateau, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back.
And of course, you are connected with Reservation Dogs. Of course you are, because because it is the newest, latest thing, and you are the newest, latest artist, and they fit together perfectly. Tell me how this kind of came to be.
Well, I connected with Sterling a couple months ago in around early February, and I had heard kind of rumors just from close friends that he was interested in bringing me onto the team. And so it's kind of this thing of just like, you know, anticipation of like, oh, is the cute guy going to ask me out on the date? Basically what it felt like.
Yeah.
And then, finally we connected, and he kind of asked like what I thought of the ideas and what I could bring to the table. And so, I've produced my music since I've begun. Basically, I've always produced my own stuff. So that kind of lends itself nicely to arranging things and composing and whatnot. And so, yeah, kind of what you said. I mean, it was a really good match. The show, I think, represents a lot of what I try to embody in my music and vice versa. And so, yeah, it's been a very good partnership in the past months.
It is taking off as far as reception. I've seen a lot. I have not seen the show because I don't have Hulu right now, but a lot of great buzz for it. What are you hearing as far as feedback for the show itself? Because you never know when you make an agreement how it's going to pan out, right?
Right. No, that's a good point. I think, yeah, it's been nothing but positivity, which has been really gratifying, because I think there's this renaissance going on with a lot of native and indigenous creators. I mean, renaissance for others. I mean, we've known how powerful our work is since the beginning, but I think people are finally seeing the humanity in a lot of our work. And so, it's nice. I think it's a great show. Not because it's native, it just happens to be native. And I think people are tuning into that. And it's definitely hitting like the zeitgeist of Indian country. I mean, it's tapping into people's, curiosities and their interests. And the humor is really on point, which is, I was raised on comedy and humor and teasing. I feel like everyone from native culture is kind of like that. And so, yeah, it's been really, really gratifying.
Yeah. How has the work of putting new music into the world? Last time I talked with you, you grew up here in South Dakota. You were off on the West Coast doing some work then. Then the pandemic hits, and it's just been a huge challenge for artists. Tell me a little bit about how that has informed your work.
Yeah, I would say in the past year and a half, a lot of artists, we had to look very, it became very insular, our worlds, because we didn't have shows, we didn't have things, potential distractions, we didn't have any of those, what now seem to be luxuries, which is really weird to think, but it's the truth. And so for me, like I was in college, and I came back home to South Dakota to be with my parents for the past, or for like around 4 or 5 months. And so in that time span, it was great because I got to just kind of really pinpoint what I wanted to do next musically. And a lot of that was making more, I guess, sophisticated production. And so I really just kind of hunkered down and worked on my music and got it to a point of where I felt comfortable again. And so that's when you hear, the new stuff. And with Reservation Dogs too, because, pre-pandemic, I could not have done this show. Like, I did not have the wherewithal and like the knowledge of music to be able to do it. And so in a lot of ways that was kind of a small silver lining in the pandemic, which just allowed me to work more and like just work on myself and not be able to, be distracted by shows and things. I just had to really, evolve. Like, I feel like I'm like on the next evolution of Pokemon after that. I was able to really like transform my sound a little more.
Yeah. Well, as always, I am a big fan. You have a latest record. It's called Pleasure. We're going to close the show with a song called Constellations. Matteo, thank you so much for being here. And again, his music is featured as part of the overall soundtrack for the series Reservation Dogs. That is an FX on Hulu television show. Matteo, thanks. Thanks again.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. You a little rhyme, and I hope that you get it, cuz most people that inspire me don't ever listen, cuz they're either in the sky or they pose for the pictures, cuz their smile don't arrive if any gang in the mentions. But keep me up in your mind if you go against villains. Anybody posing tries, go and show them who's victim. Defend you until the flies eat my donuts for dinner, and the fruit of all my strides throw them right in the blender for you. And I really, really, really want to represent the set, and to do so had to do a do-si-do with death. Catch me tick-tock dancing with the devil out of breath. Catch me when I'm slipping fast off a precipice of stress and wrath.